as well as Dan O'Brien, who was about to join us right now. And it's great to catch up with Danny O'Brien. Morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Michael.
Mate, we'll talk about your runners in a moment, but I'm very jealous because I heard that you were back over in the States with a bit of a boys' trip for a good mate's 50th at the Kentucky Derby. What was that atmosphere like over there at the Derby?
Yeah, it was really exciting. I'd never been to the Kentucky Derby, and obviously it's a bucket list thing for most horse racing people. Different atmosphere to what we're used to at Flemington, but a big crowd, and certainly the race itself, the build-up and the actual race, was as exciting a race as you could see.
160-odd thousand people, and the dirt racing over there, what was your, I suppose, impression of that?
Actually, it was really good to see it close up. We obviously all get to see it on the TV and that, but it's a real test of stamina. Even though the Kentucky Derby's only 2,000, I'd say you need as much stamina as you would to win a 2,400-metre race here on the grass. They just go flat out from the start, and it really becomes a test of who can stay on their feet at the end. So, it really did get an appreciation of exactly what sort of horse is needed to win the Kentucky Derby, and obviously what you can expect if you use those sort of horses when you're breeding or when you're buying from them.
You're always studying and learning, and I know you use technology a lot. You've been dabbling in bringing the European bred horses out to Australia. Did anything pique your interest as far as the American breds were when you were looking over there?
Look, you get a real appreciation of how tough they are. They don't have, I wouldn't think, too many easy races over there. Horses that do get to the top level there are really tough horses. And as I said, I certainly got a lot more respect for how much stamina they have to be able to keep going at the end of their races. You really got to have a big tank.
Speaking of good horses, Showmanship's one of those, and gee, he ran so well in the Wongoom. He was entered for a few races over the weekend, but you've decided to take the conservative route, and he's now going to go for a spell, is he, and be aimed towards the spring?
Yes, look, he was coming off a 20-month break, and he did run really well there on the wet track the other day. Bob's pretty keen to have a look at the spring with him, and to do that, we probably can't push on much further now. So he's just going to go out for a little freshen up. He'll have 3 or 4 weeks in the paddock, and then we'll have him ready for the early part of the spring. And he's still handicapped to get into some nice races over the spring.
Have the other Bob Peters horses arrived from the West, including Western Empire?
Yes, we've got Western Empire and Regal Power at 13th Beach at the moment. They came over a couple of weeks ago, and they're actually just starting work this week.
What's your impression of them so far?
Oh, look, they're really nice horses. Yeah, they're terrific horses to have over here. They've been exceptional in their racing in WA, and obviously Regal Power is already an all-star mile winner. So, they've come to us in great shape. They've both had good breaks after the summer carnival there in WA, and we're very excited about getting them ready for the spring.
Do you think Bob's got in mind a Cox Plate campaign for Western Empire?
Look, he keeps a very open mind on all of his horses, and obviously, there's plenty of targets there for horses of that ability. Western Empire is the one that burst onto the scene there, last summer carnival at Ascot, winning the railway, and then Regal Power had the better of him in the Kingston Town. But they'll all be getting a good prep over the winter, and then he'll have plenty of options with all of those horses in Melbourne in the spring.
Well, it's going to be great to see them competing during the spring carnival. Your runners on Saturday, you've got It's Our Time now with No Showmanship that goes around in the sprint, and it just all went wrong, didn't it, last start at Crawford? He's a horse that normally takes a position. What happened at the start?
Look, he just had a bee in his bonnet on the day. In the mounting yard, he was just a bit difficult. Got around to the start in a bad mood, and then just fumbled the start. And he was in a position where it was always going to be difficult to win. He doesn't seem to have any issues. He's come out of the run very well. He's got good straight track form, so hopefully he can give a good account of himself on Saturday.
Yeah, it looks a nice race for him if he can bounce back to his previous form. Is Star Rail running on Saturday?
She'll go to Adelaide and run in the 2,000-metre mare's stakes race over there. She ran well in the mile there the other day, but probably did look. She was looking for the extra trip. So nice race for her at Adelaide on Saturday.
Triporti's a nice horse. It's only been lightly raced, but races consistently. We haven't seen him since January. Is he ready to win first up?
He'd be forward enough. Yeah, he's had a couple of nice trials. He's been a really consistent racehorse. He seems to have come back bigger and stronger. He has got to take on that very impressive winner of Clinton McDonald the other day. So he goes there in great order, but that horse did look exceptional winning on Anzac the other day.
What about Basara? I thought he hit the line really well last start at Sandown in a similar class race, meeting a couple of them again on Saturday. He looked like he was in strife halfway up the straight, but really grounded out well.
Yeah, he's been a really consistent horse all prep. Just sort of lost his way coming down the dip there at Sandown and then was good late. I think the flat track back at Flemington suits and possibly also out to 1800 is a good step for him at the moment.
You've got Reflect the Stars as well, second up, expecting improvement.
Yeah, she was good first up, the mile and a quarter. She's a really down there where a mile and a half is definitely better for her. And even though she's second up, she's done plenty of work. And again, a really honest horse that always gives her best.
At this stage, we haven't got final fields or barriers through as yet. Who do you think's your best on Saturday?
Look, I think If Our Time was terrific first up at Caulfield, and you can forgive him what happened there the other day. He's got really good straight form. Yeah, he's still down on the limit weight in this handicap race. And his best would put him right in the finish.
You've got an interesting debutante today, Monaco Award, the son of Seamus Award. What can you tell us about it that goes around the first?
He'd be a horse that we hope can get out over a trip as a three-year-old, like a lot of Seamus Award. And he's trialled well enough. Kicks off in a 1,200-metre two-yard race, as much as anything, to get a run under his belt and then hopefully show us enough that we could put him away and have a look at the spring with him.
I was going to say, have you got a couple of these nice horses that you're developing for the spring carnival? Are you pretty happy with what your three-year-old bunch may look like during the spring?
We're hopeful. Yeah, we've already had Let's Roll the Dice, you know, of the two-year-olds win the size in Melbourne, run third in the size there, and he's a horse that's going to get to 2,000 metres in the spring. We've always got that sort of profile of horses that get some nice Seamus Awards and Tavistocks and those sort of horses we think can measure up over a trip in the spring.
Good on you, Danny. Good luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Mike.